Good morning, everyone. Happy New Year. First day of Aries, first day of our new year. Starting over in the Master Course lessons, first day of the Master Course. So Sutra 1, which is in first lesson of the year. Siva's followers strive for God realization as the first and foremost goal of life. They learn to dance with Shiva, live with Shiva, merge with Shiva. Deep within, they discover their eternal, immortal oneness with God. Om. Well, that sets the goal quite nicely, God realization. There was a nice quote on the calendar I happened to see this morning. Guru Deva says, I had a vision once of Shiva Nataraja dancing. I could hear the bells on his ankles. I could see his feet and legs. He is a beautiful dancer and he dances in the third world. That was inspiring. From our Living with Shiva lesson today, my Satguru, Siva Yogaswami, was a great Siddha, a master and a knower of God. He would say, liberation is within you. He would order his seekers to see God in everything. You are in God, God is within you. To realize the Supreme Being within you, you must have a strong body and a pure mind. He was a powerful mystic from Sri Lanka, perhaps the greatest to live in the 20th century. His words drove deeply into the hearts of all who heard them. God is in everyone. See him there. God is overwhelmingly present everywhere. Regard everything as a manifestation of God, and you will realize the truth, were his words. Simple words for a simple truth, but very, very difficult to practice. As we go on through life, we see only parts of life. We don't see the whole. We can't see the whole. Yogaswami said, how can a part see the whole? So we live with a small part, our small part. We seek to avoid the painful areas and attract to us the joyous ones. Most people live in this duality, life after life, bound in the forces of desire and the fulfillment of it. Occasionally a more mature soul breaks away from this cycle of desire, fulfillment, pleasure, loss, pain, suffering, and joy, and ask questions such as, who is God? Where is God? How can I come to know God? That's the Living with Shiva lesson. Very interesting email I received, which I kept, and I thought I'd share today again. I read it once, but kind of sets a certain mood. It's written in, I think, August of 2002. Someone sent this in. They said, I just wanted to let you know that ever since Gurudeva had his Mahasamadhi, I've experienced an acceleration in my spiritual understanding and especially in my practices. I really feel that I am being helped by Gurudeva's energy now. Have others said that they are experiencing this as well? So I gave an answer back then. You can share with her the answer, which is yes. Many have reported this experience. The way the monks express it is that it feels like Gurudeva from the inside is pulling us toward the state of consciousness he is now in. Or said another way, we are moving forward more quickly through our karma and dharma than before. Same karma and dharma, but accelerated. So, what does all that mean? Well, it means we have a wonderful opportunity. That's what it means. And nothing like a new year or a new something to think about opportunities. So, all of us who knew Gurudeva well and know him well, have a rare opportunity, because as it says in my email there, Gurudeva is just on the inside, we can take full advantage of that. Whereas people that didn't meet Gurudeva don't have this opportunity. They have to do it another way. But we, who know Gurudeva well, met him, have the opportunity to really make some spiritual progress, to accelerate our spiritual progress. So that's always good to think about, New Year's resolutions and all. So how do we do that? How do we accelerate our spiritual progress? Well, by keeping our mind on Gurudeva, by not forgetting about him. So what are the ways we can do that? Well, we can read the daily lesson every day, read the Master Course lesson, not read it now and then and skip other days. We can think about him when we're in our shrine room, when we look at his picture and feel close to him. We can think about him before we go to sleep at night. That's a very good time, because then it's more likely we'll end up in the inner planes with him. And we can think about him by not getting externalized and getting involved in other things, getting involved in the cycle of desire, as Gurudeva says. But remembering the idea of realization, as Gurudeva points out in his first sutra. So, what I said, it's a nice statement there. Or said another way, we are moving forward more quickly through our karma and dharma than before. Same karma and dharma, but accelerated. So we have a wonderful opportunity to move forward in our spiritual and make more spiritual progress than we may realize we can. So we want to take advantage of that opportunity, and today being New Year's is a good time to think about that, kind of recommit to the concept of moving forward and taking full advantage of the fact that Gurudeva is there on the inside, pulling us toward the state of consciousness that he's in. We just have to focus on that and let ourselves move inward. Thought for the day.